This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Alexander de Tocqueville, the French historian who traveled all over the world, said America was the best by leaps and bounds in the 1820s. He said, America is great because America is good. America is great because America is good. America is now not very good, is she? Not in the high places, at least. Now, we have this exclusive that just fell in our lap. This is not aired anywhere yet. This is Oprah Winfrey. And I'm just going to play this so you can, and then I'm going to comment after you see it. But this is what's coming out next week. You're seeing it here first. Here's Oprah Winfrey.
We have focused so much on what divides us.
Yes.
Rather than what unites us.
Yes.
You brought all types of people together that normally would not be together.
That was my goal every day,
Mike. How are we going to get that back in this country?
That's a show. Right now, this is the only show that can do that, because you're talking to real people every day. There is no platform for public discourse. The reason why I haven't been vocal, other than saying I'm with her, is because I didn't know what to say that could actually pierce through all the noise and the chaos and the disgusting vitriol that's going on and actually be heard.
It's scary. It's scary at a time that leadership is so critical.
There really is no choice, people.
Yeah.
All the people sitting around talking about they can't decide. Here's what I want to say.
When I'm 30 years...
Okay, here's what I want to say. And this is what I really want to say. All the people, I hear this all the time. You get in conversations, and there's not a person in this room who hasn't been in the same conversation where people say, I just don't know if I like her.
Yeah.
She not coming over to your house. You don't have to like her.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to like her. Do you like this country?
I hear you.
Do you like this country? You better get out there and vote.
I love this country.
Do you like the country?
When I'm 30 years in, I'm going to comment.
Do you like freedom and liberty? Do you like this country? Okay. Do you like democracy or do you want a demagogue? Okay. There you go.
Can't top that.
No, you can't top that. Another inversion of reality. She wants war. She's lying. We have all the WikiLeaks, the crimes she's committing, selling us out to the Russians and blaming Trump, funding radical Islamists to suppress women and put little girls into sex slavery all over the world. And then Oprah Winfrey, who's made billions of dollars off this free market system, promoting this monster criminal that treats her staff like crap, that is an egomaniac, that steals George Washington's plates and cutlery, that has been involved in every crime you can imagine, shipping out tainted blood for a decade that they knew had HIV and hepatitis in it out of the Arkansas prisons, and they got the money to do it and knew what was happening. Their crimes go on and on and on. Persecuting Christians and patriots and conservatives with the IRS. Benghazi ordering the stand down, lying about it. Destabilizing Libya, blowing it into pieces, and then bringing down much of Africa. Her crimes go on and on and on. And Oprah Winfrey says, you like democracy? You like freedom? Well, then you're going to love Hillary Clinton, who is a consummate monster, and who Kit Daniels writes in his latest article at Infowars.com, WikiLeaks, Hillary Clinton, editor-in-chief of mainstream media. Her staff, from the New York Times to CNN to you name it, runs it in giant PR campaigns. They've even been caught paying thousands of YouTubers to put out pro videos, and tens of thousands of trolls they've hired to run around stirring up garbage on the internet. And Oprah Winfrey, I tell you, has absolutely discredited herself like nothing I've ever seen. This is truly disgusting. So there you go. Oprah Winfrey officially endorses Hillary Clinton to save democracy. I'm Alex Jones. This is InfoWars. InfoWars.com is the website. We're going to come back with Colonel Anthony Schaefer, who headed up the unit that tried to kill bin Laden twice, was ordered to stand down, who exposed what really happened at Benghazi first, and the fact that Obama and Hillary and the rest of them were behind it. this and more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, we have a lot of really great patriots on this show, and we've got James O'Keefe right now in the air. I'm talking to his head guy who's been exposing all the Democratic fraud. They have never, in the decade I've been interviewing him, had a real threat like this where they're actually getting ready to release a bunch of stuff they weren't going to release. They've given us the code keys to release the video. That's even more damning than what you saw this week and last week. That was the top story in the country. The Democratic operatives publicly saying that they're already stealing the election and that they're going to take over the country. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're losing our freedoms right now. The internet's been handed over to the UN 17, 18 days ago. We have open calls for no-fly zones, which the chairman of the Joint Chiefs has said to Congress will cause a war with Russia, got a Russian fleet coming in. Tony Schaefer, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who ran the main operations to try to take out al-Qaeda, ordered to stand down twice, is probably the most important person out there who first exposed Benghazi 1 week after it happened. And believe me, he went through a lot to do that. They tried to put him in jail for exposing 9/11, but failed as well. And the fact that there were stand downs there. All that's come out, best-selling author of Operation Darkheart, his new novel came out 3 years ago, the last line, because obviously he can't write something that's nonfiction about what's going to happen, but the last line is now happening, the Islamic invasion, the sell-up, the caliphate. You want to know what's happening, read the last line. 3 years old, happening now. So Colonel Schaefer is our guest here. So much to cover, such an insane time to be alive. What do you want to tackle first?
Well, first off, Alex, thank you for what you're doing. I mean, it seems like every time we talk, we're talking about things you and I had predicted or forecast years ago. So, kudos for you and allowing me, way before the fact and a platform to talk about this. And secondly, thank you for what you're doing regarding continuing to hammer on the truth. And one thing we didn't talk about before, I was over in England 2 weeks ago. I was asked to come over to talk about Brexit, about what the implications are for Brexit. And let me tell you, there's some folks there who are fed up with the globalists as well. And so there's a real anti-feeling globally right now against this whole idea of a world government, no accountability, and the British led the way on that. So, I think the fact that you're now picking up the battle and just continuing it here the way you need to, I just appreciate being on with you and appreciate coming on to talk about stuff. What I'd like to begin with, I think, is just Syria, if you want. I think we should go through that a little bit, if that's okay with you.
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, I agree with General Dunford. We have to understand, that General Dunford being the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, we have to understand a no-fly zone at this point in time would do nothing to help secure the situation and would likely lead to another war. And let's remember that General Dunford, during his confirmation hearings a year and a half ago, said in front of the Senate and got pilloried for it that he felt our largest threat right now globally is not Islamic terror, it's actually the Russians, because they had both the capability to do real damage with nuclear weapons as well as compete with us in the world stage. So his words were, literally by the left kind of, he was basically made into a caricature over that issue. Well, we know that the Russians are expanding and they have clear designs on trying to reinsinuate themselves in places. So, but you have people like Hillary Clinton and others who really, I think, are looking to get us into the war because they are proposing these very antagonistic things, very dangerous things, which would indeed potentially get us into a shooting war with the Russians. And let me be clear for your audience. I don't believe for a minute that we're ready to go to war with Russia. I don't think they want to go to war with us. With that said, we are doing nothing to actually effectively counter their re-expansion into the world as a global superpower. And with the way Hillary Clinton's proposing to do it, it would really simply put us in a position where we're not prepared to fight a war that we'd have to fight that would result in, I think, a great deal of bloodshed. So, for those of the kids who are living in their parents' basements right now based on the really bad economy created by President Obama and Hillary Clinton, they would be basically allowed to be trained to be in the military and go fight a war they'd probably die in. So, it's a good way of Hillary using the millennials in a way to get him to go to work, and I don't think it would be a good way to go to work.
Exactly. And then we had a week and a half ago, General Milley, the head of the Army, say this new war will be as big casualty-wise as World War II. I mean, this is just apocalyptic stuff we're hearing.
Right, and General Milley is correct. I mean, I know General Milley. He is being completely accurate in his comments on the point. So we have to take a step back. Some of these things that are being proposed now may have worked before the Russians came in. Well, it's a completely different situation. And the other thing is this. There's been reports of the offensive in Mosul kicking off, and it is going as well as can be expected. I'm not saying it's going, swimmingly well. There's challenges. We now have 100,000 troops. Most of those are not ours. We're probably at about between 10 and 15,000, probably just about 15% of that force is U.S. fighting this effort. The Kurds, God bless them, our primary ally, doing a great job. The Iraqis doing a marginal job as they have been, but there is progress being made to move ISIS out of Mosul. So I think we will, by January, have a pretty good understanding of how much of Iraq is back in the hands of the Iraqis or the proxies we support. Now, unfortunately, the proxies we don't support, the Iranians, will also have a lot of influence in Iraq, too. I'm not saying that Iraq's going to be a settled issue for no matter what. I'm just saying that Iraq will be, for better or for worse, out of the control of ISIS. But the bottom line, Alex, is no one has a plan for Syria, and the plans that have been put forth by Ms. Clinton on her side are really dangerous and really designed to do damage to our national security. She wants to continue this unabated import of Islamists, terror, like they did in Germany and France. And that policy is not only dangerous, it is guaranteed to see more U.S. citizens die. So it's,
and of course, I mean, of course, Europe knows you bring 5 million in or we bring in hundreds of thousands, there's going to be attacks. Then why are they doing it?
Well, the only answer I have is that knowing what's happened in Europe and that would come here, she wants to knowingly import the problems we have in Europe. And the reason you would do that is because you can both be the provider of the crisis and the provider of the solution to the crisis. Of course, their solution, Alex, as you know, is more control. For whatever reason, she is bent on this idea of being in charge of everything. And by creating a crisis like that, creating the need to protect the American people, you then can protect the American people by more control, by more onerous DHS.
That's right, and then use it against the, quote, alt-right she admits doesn't have a right to
right.
exist. She openly says in emails to her constituents, she wants to shut me down by name. I have no right to be on the air. I mean, that is so totalitarian.
Right. And so, this is all the use of chaos and importing chaos. I'm a political scientist. I know exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to create adverse circumstances that they then can come in and solve. This is a global version of the Munchausen by proxy treatment of psychosis. So basically, she's trying to basically be the parent who injures her own child for purposes of going in to be the hero. That's what they're doing, except their purpose long-term, Alex, is to basically create this global control, this global governance that everybody, where President Obama will go to the UN first before he goes to Congress. That's what she wants to do.
And when you watch somebody with Munchausen, and I've seen it personally, they don't know it's obvious to everyone. They just keep doing it over and over again, and they can't stop.
Right. And I think this is where the psychosis of Ms. Clinton and the psychosis of the entire movement is. I think most people who see it recognize it for what it is. Unfortunately, Alex, we have citizens who just have not woken up to the reality which we face.
And by the way, Colonel Schaefer, obviously you're heavily involved in psychological warfare, studying all that, to be able to battle Al-Qaeda successfully. When I look at the sycophants around Hillary and the fawning, it's worse than, schoolgirls around Elvis Presley. It's cult-like watching North Koreans around Kim Jong-un. It's very shameful. How did we get to this point of having a national press confirmed being run by the Democratic Party?
Well, I think two ways. First, while people on the conservative side are off trying to actually do good things, I just came out of a meeting with some folks from the Reagan White House, someone who was very senior and close to President Reagan. We're all trying to defend the country, and it seems to me that both through institutions of higher learning and the media, the folks on the left seem to gravitate to, and I think there's a real ethical problem. People on the left, what I've seen, have no problem just simply making stuff up out of whole cloth. And for those who follow me on Facebook, I am constantly showing the hypocrisy.
Let's talk about your Facebook. It's amazing. I'm on there all the time. Hey, but exactly, they're waging war against reality. They don't follow any rules, and it's all a big con game. Please continue.
And that's your point. It's like they've kind of figured out this Ponzi scheme, if you will, of truth, where they try to basically obtain control and influence, and then when they get it, they use it politically for their own self enrichment. And I think this is why you see this complete diminution of accountability from the media, because they look at this as a means to an end, and their end being a political construct where you have essentially a government which is the thing controlling most things. And I think it's totally dangerous and insane.
Totally dangerous and insane. Getting into your novel, because I understand you put a lot of stuff in there that you couldn't put in a nonfiction book, like your other books were nonfiction. I read that book 3 years ago, and I thought, man, I love Schaefer, but this is just a little extreme. Now it's like prophecy all happening. Tell us about the novel.
Well, the last line was something that I recognized from both history and kind of my personal experience that things were going in a really bad direction. And so we actually put in there as a bad guy, the Iranians, which was very controversial at the time because of what was going on regarding negotiations. And we put in there kind of, Alex, as you said, it was kind of hard to accept, the Bohemian Grove, which, by the way, I remember you're going there. About the time I was writing the book, I said, and basically it was a metaphor for the fact that you had essentially a group of elites trying to establish control through a subterfuge, the larger mechanism of the U.S. government. And again,
sure, I mean, I got all that, and I respected it, and I didn't poo-poo it, but the fact that they would use Islamicists not just to use them as a detonator, but actually turn us over to it, sounded crazy 3 years ago. It's happened now.
Right. And so we saw the trend. So it's one of those things as a political scientist, you tend to look at the history, not for necessarily for lessons. I mean, the signposts of history are there as warnings to what could happen because it'll never apply itself exactly the same again. So you have to take it, Alex, as kind of like a weatherman looking at a storm front, understanding that every storm is different. You have to figure out how the storm is going to react when it hits mountains and things like that. So that's what the book was about. And frankly, we wrote it as a warning for people to say, look, we have a very thin veneer of society, of civilization, which we all feel comfortable in. And it would not take much politically, as President Reagan warned us, for our democracy is but one generation.
You can peel that away very quickly, and Soros is doing that so he can then come in and reestablish control. What is your official Facebook for folks that want to visit it?
It's Anthony Schaefer, and I live in Fairfax, Virginia, so you guys can go check it out. I have a lot of followers already. You and I follow each other, I believe, on Facebook, so,
yes.
We're there. And I do try, very hard both on Twitter, too. It's T-Spooky on Twitter. And I think you and I both try very hard to point out hypocrisy. And this has been one of my biggest problems with the left. They seem to be very short on memories of the risks they have brought to our shores regarding their lack of accepting facts on the ground. Everything to them, Alex, is an extension of their political interests.
It's all polls. That's in the WikiLeaks. She does everything according to polls.
Right. Right, exactly. So I think that's what we have to recognize is that those of us who really do wish to protect and defend the Constitution are in a constant battle with these folks on the left. So the other thing is about the open borders thing. I mean, I cannot fathom any sane person who would understand what damage that would happen if we do that. The American public. The first job of the government, Alex, according to the Constitution, is to protect the common interest and common defense, common good. And it is not our job to enrich Mexico. It is not our job to enrich people who live south of the border. If they want to aspire to our level of governance, of our level of civilization, that is what they should do. We should be a good example for them to follow. But that is as far as we should go. They have no right. Nor does the government or Hillary Clinton.
Sure, this is a fundamental attack on sovereignty by the multinationals. So shifting gears then to the election, to what they're establishing, what they're setting up. WikiLeaks has her own email. She plans to restrict semi-autos via an executive order outside of law. Obama signing us on to carbon taxes outside of congressional ratification. I mean, this is already naked tyranny.
Right. And that's exactly to the point. It's like, Alex, I'm fascinated. Just let's talk about Second Amendment real quick. In Virginia, I have a concealed carry permit. I can walk around with a gun. But, I go across the Potomac River. Somehow I am less qualified or competent to have a weapon. How can that possibly be? I mean, I stood in combat right next to John McCain with a loaded weapon. Yet somehow in Washington, D.C., I can't be trusted. And it's just one of those things where the complete departure of reality from Ms. Clinton and her ilk is mind-numbing. I mean, and look, one of the things we have to recognize is Chicago. Chicago has the tightest gun controls probably, in the free world, and yet they have the highest amount of gun crime. How is it even possible? It's possible because the liberal issue is not about trying to make society safer. It's about them being in control and dictating to the people what they think they should be thinking and doing. So,
and that always creates poverty. It always creates the same paradigm. Colonel Schaefer, I want to ask you this question then.
Sure.
I mean, I don't lionize the military, but at least the military cares. They sacrifice, put themselves on the line. On average, our military especially is the most awake group out there. Then police get demonized. They've got problems. They've got a rough job. But on average, they're more awake than the general public. And so I see Soros and the globalists openly trying to start a civil war in this country, saying under strong cities, the UN is going to come in and basically run our local departments. That's not me saying it. That's the Washington Post. This is so Twilight Zone. But I think they've jumped the shark in their attempt to demonize the military and police. I think at a core level now, they've really begun to lose the propaganda battle when they made that move. Can you comment to that and talk about basically the mood, the understanding in the actual guardians of this republic?
Well, let me hit from two sides. I have some very close friends in law enforcement, and I would have, one of them is a sheriff in one of the local counties. And I can tell you that he's got a sizable number of black officers. And I can tell you, it's not about black lives. I mean, I stood recently with one of his black officers, and we were talking about this at an event. And we understand that law enforcement's job is to protect the interests of the American people, period. And the folks in the Hillary Clinton side are making it very tough because they are supporting the idea of chaos and destruction. And let's be blunt here. The Black Lives Movement is not about protecting lives. It's about attacking law enforcement and diminishing their ability to keep law and order. Let's extend it to the military. The military's job is to protect and defend the Constitution.
So isn't this classical sedition that we have foreign multinationals like Soros trying to openly create a false revolution in the U.S.? Because the whole revolution in Ukraine that overthrew an elected government was an anti-police movement at first. I mean, this is very seditious.
Right. Well, that's the thing, too, and going to the military then. So the military now is becoming more and more burdened by, as a social experimentation, like a petri dish, rather than doing its job.
Red high heels on the soldiers.
Right. I mean, the Secretary of the Navy, Mabus, said yesterday his job is to make people feel better about their selves. Like, are you kidding me? The Secretary of the Navy's job is to have the best, most capable Navy in the world to defend the interests of the American people and the people itself. It's not to make sure that someone
this is sabotage.
Who wants to wear high heels feels more comfortable and doing that in public. That's not the Navy's job.
So why are they sabotaging the military?
Alex, they're using, they keep trying to make, to put these onerous social requirements on the military to make it less able to fight and win a war.
And while they're trying to start a war with the Russians.
Exactly. Which is designed then to make us not only effective, but probably make us fail and fail miserably. So it's really the worst of both worlds. You have this social experimentation going on, which really does diminish readiness, creates friction within the ranks. It takes the military away from its primary mission, which is to fight and win wars. And at the same time, then they're trying to put us in a position where we have to fight a war. And at the very time we're less able. So it's really something that I think the American public has to recognize, that the social experimentation the military has been forced into is not helping protect them or make them stronger or ensure that we're going to win any war we get pulled into.
Tony-Schaefer.com, LondonCenter.org. You can also follow him on Facebook. Looking at this, and we've got a lot of the WikiLeaks showing it, it's like multinationals playing countries off against each other. I'm not saying Hillary's an actual Russian agent, but she's on the payroll of the Russians. Podesta got $35 million and was actually getting orders from Putin's office. They then blame Trump for that. But for all intents and purposes, Hillary's a chaos agent that makes money off chaos. So for all intents and purposes, she is basically an agent to bring this country down.
You know, I think that that's the inevitable result of the policies which she's put forward, and we now see being postulated as what she will do. And, Alex, this is one of the things that Donald Trump's been very clear about. I do believe that no matter how you feel about Trump, and, you know, he's gone back and forth on some issues, I sincerely believe that that Ms. Clinton will do exactly what she said regarding open borders, regarding attempting to gain control and prevent normal, you know, legitimate citizens having legitimate rights to have weapons from having them. So
that's right. Hillary wants to complete the takeover. So Trump's now a figurehead. He's not out to get America. Whatever crap they dig up, as long as it's not illegal, I'm ignoring it. We're kicking the globalists out.
Right, and that's the way I'm looking at it as well. And especially when you look at, Alex, and this is something else I agree with Mr. Trump on. If you look at her record, you know, you look at her 30 years of service, yeah, all of it's bad. All of it's failure. And I don't think anybody can look at her record and actually find something that's been successful for the American people. And the only thing she's done, Alex, if you look at it, she's created havoc and chaos in every possible...
For her own gain.
You ask yourself, right. So for personal gain, which is very clearly they have. So you have to ask yourself, who is Ms. Clinton really trying to help? And it is most certainly not the American people.
All right, Colonel Schaefer, thank you so much for the time. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, promise you'll come back more than once or twice a year.
Absolutely.
We always love it.
Let me know. I'll be happy to join you again.
Thank you, sir. God bless. Have a great weekend. I hope we don't have a nuclear war with the Russians. That is such a patriot. That guy is so good. One of the main guys that exposed Benghazi. I mean, they already know it. They've already gone after him for us. You might as well get the credit. We'll be back. They're going after James O'Keefe. I mean, this is like an emergency around here. I got to go find out what's going on during this break. I mean, this has reached crazy town levels.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Mainstream corporate media has done a lot of stupid stuff lately. Their ratings have gone down to almost nothing. And what are they doing? They're doubling down. They've now come out and told the American people that there's no such thing as election fraud and that nobody's ever been concerned about it in history, thinking we all have the memory of a goldfish.
I can keep emphasizing it. Florida, the polls have closed. Florida goes for Al Gore. If we say somebody has carried a stake, you can pretty much take it to the bank. Book it that that's true.
Speaker of the House of Florida was Tom Feeney. One of my first introductions to him, and he wanted us to build a vote flipping software.
It takes only a few seconds to insert a computer virus into this voting machine.
I stand by. CNN right now is moving our earlier declaration of Florida back to the too close to call column.
Of asking the Attorney General to pursue criminal and civil actions against Diebold in this matter. based on findings of fraudulent actions.
You didn't have to sit across the street in a truck. You could just sit there and punch a button, and the votes all flip.
George Bush is the president-elect of the United States. He has won the state of Florida, according to our projections.
The effort I have underway is simply to make sure that all the votes are counted.
Our presidential election came down to one state where the brother of the man running for president was the governor of the state.
Here's my point.
According to the Washington Post, early evening exit polls pointed to a decisive win for Kerry.
Apparently what has happened is that the Associated Press, they were feeding numbers into us, and then suddenly those numbers changed. First of all, we want to find out what happened.
The leaked data revealed that in critical states, Kerry was ahead in the exit polls in 10 of the 12 swing states.
What I'm telling you is that the numbers changed, and sometimes these things happen.
And hundreds of thousands of votes shift. Not in a progressive, incremental way, but in this almost complete, sudden, violent reversal.
This last Friday night, I arranged to meet Senator Kerry at a fundraiser to give him a copy of my book. He told me he now thinks the election was stolen. He said he doesn't believe that he's the person who can go out front on the issue because of the sour grapes, question. But he said he believes it was stolen. He says he argues about this with his Democratic colleagues on the Hill. He had just had a big fight with Christopher Dodd about it because he said, you know, this is stuff about the voting machines. They're really questionable. And Dodd was angry. I don't want to hear about it. You know, I've looked into it. There's nothing there. Well, there's plenty there.
I raise this objection because I am convinced that we as a body must conduct a formal and legitimate debate about election irregularities. I raise this objection to debate the process and protect the integrity of the true will of the people.
So we do move into the 2008 election cycle with many of the same problems that we had going all the way back to 2000 and the fiasco in Florida.
Some electronic voting machines in West Virginia were selecting McCain when voters actually punched Obama. Yep.
Smartmatic and other voting machine companies are private companies. They have proprietary software they can call a trade secret.
Even the New York Times indicated last week that over 30% of the Acorn registrations are bogus, fraud, or fake. And that should be disconcerting to anyone who cares about free and fair elections.
All right. So
the concern is that these fraudulent registrations are going to lead to fraudulent voting. And in a close race, whether it be in Ohio or Nevada or elsewhere, this is where this Acorn scandal, I think, is going to have a potentially explosive impact on Election Day.
All right,
But of most concern, of course, are the separate computer systems that count and report actual votes. So far, no sign that any of those have been compromised.
Philip Pell conducted a demonstration where he actually changed the votes in the machine by swapping out the machine's computer chip for one that he programmed.
This black box is unaccountable, untestable, privately run software from the two companies that you have hired to count our votes. So when the votes come out of this black box, they do not reflect the New York City or the national votes. In 22 primaries, the votes have shifted in 20 of them. The exit polling data in New York State shifted 12%. A shift of 2% is fraud. According to the U.S. State Department. So that's what we've seen across the country.
I figured out how to make a slightly different computer program that just before the close of the polls, it shifts some votes around from one candidate to another.
The work we did to prepare for Hillary Clinton to be our nominee and then make sure that we could get her elected president is absolutely critical to advancing the issues.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
Thank you for showing concern for the integrity of our election system here in the United States, because the fate of this nation affects the rest of the world. Now, election fraud throughout history has been well documented. And the fact that the mainstream media tries to act like that Donald Trump is crazy, that he's been raising it, shows just how disconnected the mainstream media is.
Donald Trump's biggest lie is about the election itself, the integrity of the election. He is alleging a massive conspiracy.
It's somewhere between 2 and 5%
Betsy, please,
of illegal voters
vote. We've cited some not evidence. Stop, or I'm going to have to cut this interview short.
Don't want people to hear the evidence?
It's not. I have presented the evidence to my viewers, and my viewers trust me to tell them the truth. We've cited studies. I've talked to secretaries of state who are Republicans. I've talked to many Republican officials who say there's not widespread fraud.
They're part of the system.
Back in August, InfoWars first raised this issue because we had seen the Democratic Party steal the nomination for Bernie Sanders, and the Republican Party had just tried to do the same thing with Donald Trump unsuccessfully, because Trump fought back against it. So I put out an emergency message to Donald Trump, and I told him personally that I thought it was very important for him to raise the alarm that we, the people, would be watching this election very, very closely. And Trump told me he absolutely agreed, and he was already on it.
They even want to try and rig the election at the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt. And you see that.
The system, folks, is rigged. First of all, it's rigged. And I'm afraid the election's going to be rigged, I have to be honest.
Regardless of what you think about Donald Trump, this is about the integrity of our elections. Clearly the 2000 election was stolen from Al Gore, and I was no fan of Gore. But at the time, we broke that down and had experts on, like Bev Harris, of Black Box Voting, to prove it. She then went on to help produce and direct the award-winning HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy.
Okay, we're in. Now, this is the official program that the county supervisor sees. As we can see here, Howard Dean has 1,000 votes, and Lex Luthor has 500. So you're beating Lex Luthor, and we're...
2-1
Yes, and Tiger Woods, unfortunately, doesn't have any votes yet.
All right.
Go to Central Tabulator Votes, and then go to the sum of the candidates, which is that table. You see, we have 800 votes here for you and 400 for Lex Luthor. Let's just flip those. We'll make that 400. And we'll give 100 votes to Tiger. Let's just see what happened here. We'll go back into GEMS the legitimate way. And as you can see now, Howard Dean only has 500 votes. Lex Luthor has 900 and Tiger Woods has 100 votes. Mm. We just edited an election. It took us 90 seconds.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean?
Laid out before me is just a small sampling of mainstream news, video clips, C-SPAN, Hillary's own words, John Kerry's own words, Al Gore's own words, certified cases of fraud in Ohio against John Kerry. I mean, this has all gone on. This is all on record. And again, how does the media sit there with a straight face, ask Donald Trump if he's concerned about the election process, and then act like he's crazy because he is?
Clearly the headline, Donald Trump saying he may not accept the result of this presidential election.
One of the most stunning things I've ever heard in a presidential debate ever. And to say that he, to suggest that he might not accept the results of the election that we're about to hold in fewer than 3 weeks was staggering. And I don't think it helped him.
If liberals really are liberals, then they have to have a memory, be cogent, be honest, and not lie to themselves and everybody else, and act like that Trump's really stepped in it because he talked about the elephant in the room. The latest piece of information we have about how our republic and our right to vote is being undermined is from the FBI, not even WikiLeaks, with the big data dump they put out last week, where a shadow government, that's their words, or a seventh floor, is shielding Hillary from prosecution by the FBI and the bureaucracy. So we already have an unelected group running the nation. During the final debate in Vegas, Donald Trump raised the fact that Pew Research had a new report this year showing more than 20 million fraudulent voter registrations in the United States and over 4 million people that are either dead or who have been registered to vote repeatedly.
But let me give you some numbers to really bring that home. According to Pew, 24 million people, one of every eight, voter registrations in the U.S. are no longer valid or significantly inaccurate. More than 1.8 million dead people are listed as voters. So you could use that name. Go ahead and vote. Approximately 2.75 million people, 2¾ million people, are registered in more than one state. So
what we're fighting here is what George Orwell called doublethink, where you can hold two separate ideas in your mind at the same time that are completely in opposition to each other, but believe both of them. And that's what we've seen from Obama. He comes out and counters myself and Trump a few months ago and says there's no such thing as election fraud. Nobody's ever heard of that.
Of course the elections will not be rigged. What does that mean? The federal government doesn't run the election process. States and cities and communities all across the country, they're the ones who set up the voting systems and the voting booths. And if Mr. Trump is suggesting that there is a conspiracy theory that is being propagated...
Then within 2 weeks, Homeland Security comes out and says we're federalizing the elections to protect it from Russia and Donald Trump.
There are some short-term, long-term things I think that we should do to bolster the cybersecurity around the election process. I am considering communicating with election officials across the country about best practices.
And Obama continues to come out every couple days saying there's no such thing as election fraud. Quit whining, Trump. And then the next night at the debate, Hillary comes out and says that the Russians are trying to take over the election yet again with no proof.
Russian government has engaged in espionage against Americans. They have hacked American websites, American accounts of private people, of institutions. Then they have given that information to WikiLeaks for the purpose of putting it on the internet. This has come from the highest levels of the Russian government, clearly from Putin himself, in an effort, as 17 of our intelligence agencies have confirmed, to influence our election.
So there's no election fraud whenever Donald Trump raises the concern. It's never happened in history. But simultaneously, in the same speeches, we're told our election is in great peril and the Democrat-controlled DHS has to take it over. And we now have Hillary Chief of Staff Podesta caught in new WikiLeaks emails trying to grease the skids for illegal aliens to vote and get driver's license. And then it only gets more flagrant. Project Veritas, with James O'Keefe, in a year-long investigation, has top Democratic Party operatives, national heads of major organizations on video saying, we're going to bust people in to vote over and over again, and there's nothing anybody can do because we control the media, we control the courts. I mean, this is like something out of a Perry Mason movie where they are literally shaking like criminals saying, the world is ours, we're taking over the legislatures, nobody can stop us. I mean, in Hollywood movies, this would bring down the whole criminal enterprise. But not in America, not in the real world, because the media and the courts are so controlled, and the criminals know that.
If you're there and you're protesting and you do these actions, mm-hmm. you will be attacked. It's not right. That's what we
know. So that's part of the process. We're sitting in the reaction.
The whole point of it is we know that Trump's people will freak the f*** out. The security team will freak out, and his supporters will lose their
whatever Trump and Pence are going to be, we have a match.
Okay.
And we have a whole team across the country that does that, both consultants and people from the Democratic Party and the Democratic Party apparatus and people from the campaign, the Clinton campaign. My role with the campaign is to manage all that.
A, the mainstream corporate media is totally blacking out the reports he's putting out that are the biggest in their storied history. He has top Democratic officials, top operatives saying, we're stealing elections, we're engaged in election fraud, we're bussing people around, we're going to do it, we're above the law.
We were trending on Twitter. We're the number one trending video on YouTube worldwide. We're the number one trending thing on Facebook over the last 24 hours. What you are seeing is something I never thought I would say. You are seeing social media and the grassroots in this country more powerful than the mainstream media. We are the social media barbarians at the gates, and we have inundated their inboxes. The New York Times is now forced to cover it. The Washington Post was forced to cover it.
All Americans, regardless of race, color, creed, political persuasion, need to support Trump as a referendum against the corporate fascism we see taking root in this nation. Major polls and studies are conclusive. The vast majority of Americans, over 70%, no matter what race, color, or creed, believe that there is major election and voter fraud happening in this country, and they want IDs to be used to be able to vote. It's just that simple. If you have any integrity as a so-called Democrat, or anybody else for that matter, you should be outraged by the media trying to lie to you and act like Donald Trump is a kook or a crazy person when he has the courage to talk about the fact that they're clearly trying to steal the election. The media piling on, the disinformation, all the fake polls Reuters and CNN have been caught in where they sample way more Democrats than Republicans. This is unprecedented corruption. And to see the media, so persecuted by Obama and Hillary, lined up like sycophantic minions, throwing themselves at them in their disdain for the American people, is truly despicable. Hillary, her minions, and controllers are on megalomaniac power trips right now. And history is repeating itself. They're saying they want to persecute the alt-right press. Well, folks, if you let the alt-right press get shut down today, it's going to be you tomorrow. Where are the real liberals out there? Or do you not exist? Are you on too big of a power trip imagining this huge utopia that we're going to have once you're in full control and all the opposition's been silenced?
And I got the chance to meet the people who are working so hard to get her elected. There they are. The heads of NBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, there's the New York Times right over there, and the Washington Post.
We have to keep putting out a message, and we need to call on everybody to speak out about the fact that we run elections, and we run them well here.
You know what? We've been busting people in for 50 years, and we're not going to stop now.
There is no serious person out there who would suggest somehow that you could even rig America's elections. And so I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
So the Russians are going to rig it, so they got to federalize it to keep it safe, but the feds aren't involved. I don't know what to call that special report to get the most traction. New Veritas video, because it's a lot of their video together. This video proves Donald Trump is absolutely correct about election fraud. They're posting it right now on Infowars.com. They're going to red link it. You need to make this thing go viral. It's Friday afternoon. We don't want to release it on Friday afternoon because it's not one of the better times, but that's just when news breaks. It's happening. I basically took all the research we've done, the research you saw on Drudge yesterday with all the admissions of election fraud by Democrats, and put it in a video. And I was working on a video also that deals with their claims you're going to start World War III when all the experts say it's Hillary. Just heard Colonel Schaefer on breaking that down as well. Not your average colonel, obviously. Involved in black ops and a lot of other things. The military does not want to have a war with Russia. It's trying to restrain Obama and Hillary right now. And I'm not lionizing the military in some butt-kissing maneuver. That's who's been holding all this back. Because the political elite is so disconnected from reality. That's what Schaefer kept hammering. The video's going up on Infowars.com as we speak. It's going up on Facebook. We need to get this out to everybody. I'll be filing reports throughout the weekend, obviously. David Knight's about to take over. He has an exclusive interview he conducted with Nigel Farage on A Desperate Warning to America. He's going to be getting to that as well. Let me hit, though, a very important subject here. We're always very careful about sources, but the fog of war, things get a little blurred. So I'm not apologizing because we didn't do anything, and they're not mad at us. Project Veritas has some very serious threats, and let me tell you, James O'Keefe has been arrested, he's been persecuted, he's been attacked before. The guy is amazing. He's the model of investigative journalist. Gumshoe, Mickey Spillane, he's the real deal. He's the thing they put in comic books, okay? Now, we obviously talked to him yesterday. He's given us exclusives before. He was talking about giving us an exclusive next Monday on something even bigger. They got some really bad stuff happened today, and I'm not at liberty to get into it. They now don't want to get into it right now until he gets out of the air. So it might be later with David or the Nightly News tonight because they want us to report it. But we're talking to his people, and they were like, yes, we want to come on. You know, that plan that we have where you have the code keys, the backup servers, and you have the footage in case something happens to us. We're now implementing that plan, something we talked about before that was their idea. Say what you want about InfoWars. People know they can trust us to do what we said we're going to do and not scoop people and stuff. We don't care. It's all about defeating the globalists. And so I was told real quick, yeah, we're talking to him. They say, go ahead and mention it. Either his number two guy or he'll come on as soon as possible, but go ahead and announce that they're getting really serious threats. And believe me, they've had a lot of threats before. Can you imagine what these are? They're changing the whole election right now. So as soon as O'Keefe's out of the air, we'll know. I was told to go ahead and announce it, and then they pulled back and said, no, we're going to wait. I'll be on this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. That's probably where the interview is going to happen, but whatever's going on, I was told some of it, it's unbelievable, is of such concern that they're basically right now in scramble mode. So this is a war, people. It's a war. You know, we had former top Army intelligence people on and top, colonels on and generals and everything else. And they come here, folks, because this is the real deal. This is the organic response to the New World Order. I knew this thing was coming 25 years ago. I tried to get on air for 3 or 4 years, finally got on air. I put every dime I got back into this because the globalists are that evil. I mean, I wouldn't care if it was some multinational corporate thing that took over that was promoting more freedom and guns, and then I'd want 1776 worldwide, as long as we have independence and sovereignty. But, man, this thing demands you're all in. I mean, the New World Order isn't giving us quarter, baby. And I guess people don't know. All people don't know. They say, what does that mean? If you were going to have a fight, two armies or two individuals, you'd say, quarter offered? No quarter offered. Well, then no quarter offered, no quarter given. It means we fight to the death. They're not offering us quarter. Not offering us quarter. So I'm all in. Okay, you're not offering me quarter. You're coming for me and my family. Let's go. You want it? We'll see who wins in the end. My full will, my full intellect, my spirit, everything is now leaned up against you. And believe me, it's not fun, but it's what's got to be done. And I can feel the enemy getting weaker. I can see it politically, but they're leaning up against Providence and a lot of good people, folks. Even though there's not as many of us left as there was, one of us can beat 100 of these people. And the spirit of liberty is rising. It's happening right now. Thank Christ. Briefly, Revelations. It's like the top video now, I guess, on Amazon and documentaries. Dawn of Global Government movie. The new film directed by Chuck Undersea stars General Jerry Boykin, former head of Special Forces, Charlie Daniels, Jeffrey Griffin, Phil Skousen, and myself, Alex Jones. Covers a range of topics such as privacy, 1021, Federal Reserve, nationalism versus globalism, and more. They also have theater sign-ups where you get it hosted to a theater in your area, or get the DVD and show your church. Whatever you do, get it out now. Visit Revelation the Movie. This is 5 years in the making. RevelationTheMovie.com. Excuse me, RevelationTheMovie.info, RevelationTheMovie.info, to purchase the DVD or check into hosting in the theater near you, RevelationTheMovie.info. Continuing, United States Gold Vault folks are amazing people based right here in Texas. You and your family should be protected, and the way to do it during economic meltdown, I believe, is to have gold and silver, water filters, guns, you name it. The place to get your gold are these wonderful folks in Texas. I believe an economic crash is coming. It's already begun in many areas, and you should protect yourself with real money. Do you want to be a victim or do you want to be prepared? Take action with the company I trust, United States Gold Vault. Call today, 844-321-ALEX, 844-321-ALEX. They've created game-changing gold and silver survival packs filled with physical gold and silver coins that could help safeguard you when you need it most in a financial crisis. Real money, not paper. And the sponsor helps fund our operation. Win-win. I secured my retirement with gold and silver. Don't wait till it's too late. Call the United States Gold Vault now at 844-321-ALEX and get your rugged double locking bank bag to securely store your gold and silver today. Absolutely free. 844-321-ALEX. Now, continuing, finally, we have Solutions from Science Solar Generator. They have a whole line of stuff. You should go to their website, but I got one of these like 10 years ago, bought a couple more in the last few years. They're always upgrading them. They're only $6,000. They're selling them at below cost for whatever reason. I don't know. $1,500. I paid like $4,000 for a lesser unit for them years ago, so whatever. And that was a discount then. So take advantage of it. It's their top-of-the-line model, the one I use at home. It's the perfect power solar generator below cost. Visit PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com and get yours before they're gone. PowerGridChaos.com. A lot of other products there as well at PowerGridChaos.com. And don't forget, we've got 25% off on BrainForce. And we've got 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip, InfoWarsStore.com. That's what funds this operation that is the Black Arrow in Smog's heart. We are absolutely devastating the enemy. David Knight takes over now. Don't take the InfoWar for granted. We could be blown away at any time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.